Well, we appreciate your prayers this morning. I wrote on the board, the nature of love is a choice. Been thinking about this for some time. You know, do you suppose we could buy love with enough money? Could you purchase it from someone? Could you force someone to love you? Could you force love? With enough force, could you make somebody do it? No, I don't think so. Could you beg them enough to make them love you? I don't think so. Do you know that it wouldn't be love in any of these cases? It might be coercion. Or force and might, but it wouldn't be love. It wouldn't be love if God used any of those ways for us to love Him either. I just want to share something with you this morning. We will never be forced or programmed to love God. Did you know that? We couldn't program God to love us if we even could. We couldn't program anybody else to love us. It has to be a choice this morning. I want to tell you this morning that God did not program any soul to not love Him. I just want to share that with you this morning. God predestined every one of us to love Him. But with that, He gave us a choice whether we would do that or not. Because if it were not so, it would not be love. I just want us to think about the nature of love. If it were not so that God gave us a choice... Now, I believe positively in my soul, God predestined every man to be saved. That's what He wanted. He made it. He set it up for that. But He limited Himself. See, He could have not limited Himself. He could have made you be saved or not saved. He could have, but it wouldn't be love. It would not be It would not be something born of love. This morning, I really believe in my heart, God made man for a whole lot more than to keep His commandments. Now, I love that. I believe God wants us to keep His commandments. But you ever thought about your relationship if you're married with your spouse? You know, you can... You can love them or not, can't you? You can choose some of those things. You know, I'm going to move. I'll come back here in a minute. John 3 and 16 says, we all know the scripture, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, I want to look at some things this morning. Folks, God planned and programmed, but left us a choice for every man to be saved and every woman, child. God wants that. The scriptures in Romans 5 and 8 says, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Do you know this morning... God commended His love to us. He is the one that made the first overture, wasn't He? He's the one that reached out to us and commended His love to us, and that while we were yet sinners, He died for us. Before we ever thought of serving God, the Lord had already put things in place, hadn't He? And so He wants us to love Him. And He longs, I believe that the heart of God longs for that love that comes by choice. Do you know he made thousands and millions, I'm sure, of angels and all of those things? God made all of that, didn't he? He made all the host of heaven. And you know what God put in place and said, this is the way it'll be? It is, isn't it? But really, I mean, you can serve him that way, but there's something better and deeper, isn't there? When somebody loves you, that just can't be made. It can't be forced. It can't be bought. It can't be programmed. So we need to, on the very outset, remember that when we look at the Scriptures, and the Scriptures that maybe don't make full sense to us, we want to remember something. View it through the lens that God gave us. Okay? Don't view it through the lens of, well, I don't understand, or that looks like maybe he don't love me. Maybe he didn't. I know some, Sister Maxine, I'll tell you. When she came to get saved, really saved, I will tell you, the devil met her and said, you aren't one of them that's chosen. You know what a terrible lie that was from Satan? You know, if she had believed that, she might have been eternally lost. But the Lord helped her, and the saints helped her through all of that. I want to tell you, as we look through the Scriptures, quite a number of them this morning, I just want us to remember, the lens that we look through is the lens that he gave us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he commended that love to us, remember, that while we did not deserve one thing of it, he died for us. And he paid the ultimate. You know, for a friend, someone might die or something, maybe. But for somebody that wasn't a friend, an enemy, maybe somebody that took your name and smeared it, like people do God's name, and to die for them, folks, that's love. I hope this morning that we can open up our mind to recognize that God loves us and he longs for us to love him. And I want to go through some scriptures to bring that to our minds. Do you know that a marriage relationship involves a choice? Do you know that you can choose? You really can. You can choose to love your companion. You can't. Or you can choose to let things build up between you until there's no love. That's a choice God gave us too. And we have to do that. We have to make those choices within us. Do you know that the deer in the field were not made that way? But I will tell you, God gave us some examples that were. You ever heard the doves cooing? The turtle doves? The mourning doves, they call them. You heard them coo. You know they mate for life. And many times, one will die or something will happen and the other one is in great grief and mourning for a long time. That's the kind of thing. Did you know that wolves are made that way too? They mate for life? I didn't know that. Do you know that there are others? Did you know there are some beavers that are made that way, and they are for life? Do you know that it takes to have a relationship like that, there has to be a choice that requires some things from us? Now, I want to start with the scripture in John 14 and 15, and let's begin to examine what the scriptures tell us that might shed some light. It says here, John 14 and 15, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Now, why would it say that? Why would Jesus say, if you love me, keep my commandments? Well, you know, I used to wonder at that a lot at different times. You know, in a marriage relationship, if you love one another, you keep yourself for each other, don't you? You're true to one another, aren't you? If you let love be in your home, you're true to one another. That's what love is. It's true. Do you know that God made us and longs for us to be true to Him? Because, see, He's the one that built the laws of love. And He said, if you love me, if you really want to serve me, then keep my commandments. Now, He didn't say that love was keeping, and I want to be careful here, but folks, there's a big difference from keeping the commandments and that love relationship being in our heart. Keeping the command, being true to your companion, is something you do. But the love that you have that causes that is something else, isn't it? And so I hope this comes clear this morning. If you love me, keep my command. Be true to me, the Lord says. You know, I believe the commandments are a part of preserving the relationship of love and trust and trueness the Lord desires. It's something that the Lord longs for. Folks, the Lord longs for a relationship with us, just like a husband or wife may long for that relationship and may not get fulfilled in that because it takes a choice on two parts. But you know, with the Lord, He may not be fulfilled in that either with every person. And He isn't. But He longs for it. He made the overtures to us. He paid it, the price for it. And then He says, if you love me, be true to me. Keep my commandments. In the next chapter over, John 15 and 9, it says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You know that word abide means to stay. It means to dwell there, like you're living there. The Lord wants us to have a place with him, folks, that's more than commandments. He says here, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. But the prerequisite for it is that we're true to him. That's the story of love. We're true to him. And then we can have a relationship with him that is very meaningful and a great blessing in our lives today. Folks, the keeping of the commandments, and we try so hard in ourself and all that. You know what the Lord really wants? He wants us to get close to him. And he wants us to live with him. He wants us to abide in the place that the Lord is. And he wants to abide in this place, in our hearts, doesn't he? And he wants to dwell there, and he wants to indwell our hearts by his Holy Spirit. Part of God himself he wants to bring within us, and he wants to live there. And so this morning, as we look at the nature of love, folks, the nature of love is a choice. If God did not give us a choice, how could we love? It could only be that we're working out what he already set in motion. This is what he said is going to happen. It's going to happen. It's a lot more than that, isn't it? You and I have to choose to take our time away from the loves of this life, away from the cares of this life. And we read about those things. They're called thorns, aren't they? In the parable of the sower. They're called thorns. We have to take ourselves away that we might have a real live relationship with the Lord. And it means maybe that we'll have a lot less of this world's goods. But what I've found is that if we'll do God's will, he'll do what he said. He'll take care of all the rest. And he does a good job of it this morning. So I want to encourage us today. All the frivolities and all the funds of life and all the money to be made and all the cares and all the things we would involve ourselves in. Let's make the choice to love the Lord and to put him first in our life. And let's make the choice to choose him above all others. Is that all right this morning? Let's make the choice to choose Him above all other. And I want to tell you, He'll begin a relationship with you that only deepens and grows. All this morning, let's ask the Lord into our life in a whole deeper way. Is that all right? Let's ask the Lord into our life in a whole deeper way. Lord, I want a relationship with You that hadn't been that deep before. I can see where I can choose this. I want You. I want You in my life. And don't You know that God that sent His Son that paid the price for it, that sent His Spirit, which is part of Himself, into our hearts, longs for that too? Oh, this morning, folks, if it was not a choice, what would it be? It would just simply be a big play enacted out that God made. And, you know, we can do that. We can get a computer and we can make a bunch of stuff happen and we can sit there and watch it happen, just like we did. But God wanted something more. He wanted something from our hearts that loves Him. And He longs for that this morning. That doesn't come through do's and don'ts. But it does involve do's and don'ts, doesn't it? We must be true to Him. He said, keep My commandments. That's why all of this works together, folks. All of this works together. If you love Me, keep My commandments. Jesus was saying one of the deepest things there, telling us something that we might not ever hardly get a hold of. If you love Me, keep My commandments. And He said, ye shall abide in My love. You know, in Revelation 3, He says that He would come in. If any man would open the door, that He would stand at the door and knock. He said, I'll open the door and He can come in and sup with Me. That's not perfect. Come in and sup with Me. That means supper. That comes from that word. It means sit down and have some things together. I believe this, folks. In 14 and 21, well, I didn't finish that. Verse 11 says, these things have I spoken unto you, that My joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. I've spoken these things to you because I want your joy to be full. Because I made you for your joy to be full. I made you to be in you. I made you with a great spot in your heart and life that there's nothing else that can fill. You can try to fill it. You can spend your lifetime working hard, doing things that to the world seems amazing, and yet not fill that thing. Because that place is made only for God. And it's a great place. It's a great big place in our heart that only God can fill this morning. Charles Wesley wrote a song. It's number 190 in the Blue Book. It's called Jesus, Lover of My Soul. And he said, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, let me to Thy bosom fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest is high, hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on Thee. Leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. All my trust on Thee is stayed, all my help from Thee I bring. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of Thy wing. You know, there's been people, and you look at who they were. Look at Enoch. He was a man that the Scripture says so little about, but it says he walked with God. And it says he was not, for the Lord took him. You know what I think? I think he loved God, and I think God loved him. I think the Lord said, I'm just going to take him. He's not going to have to go through death. And I know we do. We have to go through death, don't we? It's pains of this life. Many things we have to put up with and we have to endure. But I want to tell you something. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. And you know what? He looked down on Enoch and he just plucked him. And Elijah, you know, I see a man there that was with God. And God worked with Elijah. And I see him just, I'm going to take Elijah to heaven. I don't know how all that happened. Just God can do that, can't he? Oh, he that keepeth my commandments, John 14 and 21. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You hear what he's saying there? He said, those that love him here and hath his commandments and keepeth them, he said, shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. You see how different that is than just a set of rules? This is what we do. This is the wrong thing. This is the right thing. This is wrong. This is right. You write a book. People do, don't they? Churches do. But you can't write that book with the Lord. Because he says, if you love me, follow me with all your heart. Make me your first choice. Keep my commandments. And I'll manifest myself unto you. I'll let you know who I am. I'll be in your life in a way that those that follow after the world, they won't have a clue. They won't know such a thing exists. They'll hear about the word of Christ, but they've never tendered their heart to follow it out and follow that thing that their heart tells them. I need to listen. I need to do something different. I need to follow the Lord. And so they never follow that out. And so the Lord never manifests himself like that to them. Oh, it's a love relationship, folks, that people have gotten a hold of through the years. You read Charles Wesley here. It just comes alive to your soul, doesn't it? It's a beautiful thing. So the Lord help us today to not fall under condemnation in any way, but let's just love the Lord a little more. Let's just let him have a little more of our life. I want to tell you, God is more real than I ever dreamed that he was. It is not that we don't have trials, because we have big fat share of them just like you do. But you know what I found? I found that God is there. And you know what I found? I found that the end of the Lord, he is very pitiful and of tender mercy. And the end of him is that, wow, God worked again. And after a few years, folks, we can write a book. Some of you here could write a book, couldn't you? Sure. About time after time of what the Lord has done. Oh, I just hope the Lord will clear up in our minds and the minds of anybody that hears this. Folks, love is a choice. God hasn't pre-programmed you. He has predestined you to be saved. And he gave you a choice with it. He didn't force it on you. And he never will. But if we want to be saved, folks, we can. John, we read a lot in John here. John has a lot to say about God and love and all those things. John, I believe he just got a hold of something there with the Lord. 4 and 16 of 1 John. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. That's what he says about it. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. It's a two-way thing. The Lord cast his overture to us. And the Lord put out his plea to us. And he died before we were ever born. For us too. And you know what he's looking for? He's looking to take to heaven. He's looking to walk with some folks that will put him first. He's looking to walk with some people that will make him number one. He is my first choice. That will keep his commandments and do his will. Remember again the scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And there's a whole host of scriptures to back that up. I just want to mention a few right quick. 1 Timothy 2 and 4, he says, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth? Who is all men? Folks, if we think that is filtered to a few, then we might think we're not one of them. How dangerous would that be to our soul, eternal soul? Who will have all men to be saved. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Do you know this morning, in the beginning, God made everything perfect, and He put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and there was a tree in the middle. It was a temptation, wasn't it? And he wanted to know if Adam and Eve was going to be true to him. He wanted to know, is Adam and Eve going to be true? Well, we know they weren't. But he wants to know today, because he's let some temptations be around us in life too, hasn't he? And he wants to know if we're going to be true. He wants to know if we're going to love him. Because you see, he had great things in mind for Adam and Eve. And think of what he made for them. Every time we see something perfect, we call it Eden, don't we? Or something like that. You see things named Eden. The Garden of Eden. God made those things. But he put a temptation there, a choice, whether they would choose God or not. There's a great place in our heart that is a choice, folks, that God wants us to make for him to be number one, to be first place, period, no matter whether we feel like it or not, because we're not always going to feel like it. We're not always going to feel like making God first place. Do you always feel like loving your spouse like you did when you got married the first day? Or are there days that might seem otherwise? Probably so, huh? I've got a wonderful spouse, wife. But you know what? There's been those times for both of us, probably for you too, in your marriage. Probably so. I want to tell you something. We commit to the Lord, we make him number one, and we watch him work. And he develops with us. He said, I'll manifest myself to you. He develops with us a love relationship that really is meaningful in life. And yes, we may suffer some, maybe a lot. Some people do. But the Lord came to give us what we need in life. I want to read just a couple more scriptures or so. 1 John 1 and 11 and 12. It says he came unto his... I'm sorry. John, not 1 John. 1 and 11 and 12. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him. You see what the prerequisite to our part is? We have to receive him. There's something deep within our life. And I caught this at Monarch. Somebody preached. That thing that you know in your heart. That you're talking to somebody that's not saved. And you can tell them. That you know in your heart. Because you do know. Because God approached us, didn't he? He put something in our heart that makes us to know there's a God. He put something in our heart that makes us know he's dealing with us. And we cannot deny that. We might try, but we'll only deceive ourselves. But it says, as many as received him. Now that's where we become destined or not, right there. As many as received him. That's where it matters, folks. Those that will believe and turn to Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Isn't that beautiful? Don't you love John's writings? Read John, the first chapter, just the very outset of it. You see the beautiful way that he wrote. You know what? There was something in his heart that just magnified the Lord, didn't it? It just did. John 20 and 31 says, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." You see, it's more than just commandments. He said, "These things are written that you might believe, and that believing you might have life." You see how the believing, the accepting of the Lord, the keeping of His commandments falls into all of this? It all works together, doesn't it? He wants to give us life. He said, "I'm come, the thief has come to steal and kill and destroy." It's John 10. The thief has come, but he said, "I'm come to give you life more abundantly. I came to do that." Folks, when we don't respond to that we know is within, we cheat ourselves of eternal life. We cheat ourselves of the life that God wants to give us here in this life this morning. Oh, I just want to encourage all of us today how the Lord wants to be in us, how He wants to manifest Himself to us, how He wants to be in us in a way that others can see that there is a God. The Lord wants to do that this morning. The Lord bless each one of us, and you pray for us too. I want to make it. We're all in the same life, aren't we? We suffer that tree that's in the center. That tree that it's there. We can't get around it always. We have to say no. We have to be committed. Lord, I want to serve you. I want to serve you no matter what the cost. Yes, the chips may seem down right now. Yes, it may. I don't understand why everything's going on. But one thing I know, by the grace of God, Lord, I'm going to serve you. And I want to tell you what will happen. He will manifest Himself to you. Jesus, at the very lowest point, or one of the lowest points, He was struggling there in the garden, knowing what was coming His way, and struggling there with it. And you know what? He said, "Father, if it be Thy will, let this pass from me." But you know what the Lord did? "But nevertheless, not my will, but Thine be done." See, I'm going to be true to you no matter what. And you know what the Lord God did? He sent angels. He sent them to strengthen Him. That's what the Lord does. And He wants to manifest Himself to us today. Y'all pray for us.